What can art do when horror comes calling? What can art do when civilization itself is lost? I've been here before, half a century ago. Coming back is like the return of a bad dream. Theresienstadt, Terezin in Czech. It's about an hour's drive from Prague, an 18th century garrison town. Classically designed bastions, tidy streets, a grassy square for parades. It was also the stage set for an evil charade, a sham culture. From 1941 onwards, Theresienstadt was filled with Jews, 150,000 in all, deported from across Central Europe to deceive the world into believing they were being treated humanely. Cheerful street scenes were staged and filmed. There was football, a children's opera. What the cameras did not record was the truth. The town turned into a terrorized ghetto. Beatings, hangings, and shootings. At the heart of this malignant deception were the children. Separated from their parents, they played and performed for the SS cameras. When they were shipped on to Auschwitz, they would be the first, along with the elderly, to be sent to the gas chamber. In December 1942, an art teacher was deported to Theresienstadt. Friedel Dicker Brandeis, who trained at the Bauhaus, filled her meager luggage allowance not with clothes, but with art materials.